You are now tuned in to How to Nerd, hosted by Roxy Hayes, Cleo Thomas, and Brennan Edwards.
Let's get to it. What is going on, y'all? Welcome to the How to Nerd podcast, your guide to all things nerdy. I go by the name of Cleo Thomas, a.k.a. Mr. Slickliff, and I'm just one of your hosts. I have two co-hosts, and their names are...
Roxy Hayes.
No, I'm Brennan Edwards. I'm here. We out here.
That's right. That's right, man. We are your guides to all things nerdy. Today is going to be a really, really special day because we have an incredible guest. Not only does he look just like me.
Unfortunately.
Not only is he 3 years younger than me because he's the little brother, but people think he's the big brother just because he got the frame on him. But yeah, on, let me tell you guys something about this guy.
And the gray hair.
He's the tech genius. He's the gaming aficionado. Mm-hmm. He is a sports enthusiast like no other. Mm-hmm. He is the lucky lefty of the family, all left-handed at all times. He is 1/4 of the four controllers. That's four controllers with a K, by the way. He is the one, the only, Kadeem Thomas, yay! My brother.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah,
so
man. What's happening, brother?
When it comes to nerds.
Yeah.
When it comes to nerds and the fans.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Awkward.
It's awkward. It's because he didn't do it with his left hand.
That's what it was. That's
because
I went for the left, and it was me.
You want to redo it? You want to try it?
Yeah, I think it's actually disrespectful to, you know, shake
it is. Hands. It's considered like hella disrespectful to go out with your left hand.
Really? I mean, for me, I'm on the left side.
Is it something about the sword or something?
You know, but I got
it. Nah, it didn't work out for y'all. It didn't work out for y'all,
it
man.
It is truth.
Today's episode is all about tech, man. And that's why I think it was really important to have my brother here because this is an ongoing thing amongst the family. You know those memes that you see of like, oh, my family thinks I'm like a huge genius because I just switched it from HDMI 1 to HDMI 2?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what it's been like for him. Yeah. But since he was a child, he's hacked every console. He downloaded every application. Like, whatever we needed, it was done thanks to Kadeem.
Yeah, that's what I do, man.
I mean, you're that guy. I brought you onto multiple projects and said, hey, can you please just
make it work?
The magic side of this, like that, I don't understand. Just make everything work, and you're like, say less, bro.
It's the truth. I'm Roxy as well. When it comes to
Roxy, what would you not be able to do if it wasn't for
nothing?
Okay,
so let me tell you how I was streaming at first, legit. When I first started with All Dev Gaming, I had a Mac, and I would stream with my phone. So I would like have my phone pointed at the TV and I would try to do on my Mac. So Kadeem helped me even before I moved out here, just like set my stuff up. And when I came out here, hey, changed the game. Changed my life. And he's done that for like a lot of other streamers. Just to give you a flowers real quick. Like,
thank you.
A lot of other people would not be able to stream and make money if it wasn't for Kadeem. So like, shout out to Kadeem for us.
That's right. Clap it up for my brother, man. Clap it up for doing his job.
Wonderful. I appreciate it.
We love you, Kadeem.
I love you so much, man. I
love you too, Rox.
Stop.
Make sure you guys go follow Kalos Media and all social media platforms as well, man.
Yeah.
Before we get into all the tech stuff.
We gotta give a disclaimer. I'm so sorry.
Go for it.
If you're gonna follow this man, understand that there's certain things that come with following Kadeem.
Not on his business page.
Not on his business
page.
Was
that the page you just plugged?
Yeah. No, yeah. Kalos.
Yeah, the other page is loose. He loose.
Oh, you plugged his business page.
Yeah, it's Kalos Media. We're not talking about Michael Thaddeus page.
Loose. Oh, okay. Man, I just want to make sure.
We're not talking about Hoochie Daddy Deem.
I was not ready.
We're not talking about Tech After Dark.
Codeem.
Yeah, take two of these and call me in the morning.
I didn't know. Yeah. I wasn't
We're
ready.
Not talking about any of
I just woke up, like, you know what I'm saying? I was listening to my Will Smith CD trying to be innocent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Why?
You know, and then I just opened up my Instagram and, like, I felt like it just truly just ripped away part of my childhood.
And he was throwing it.
Stop.
Look, he had the nickname Kathickius for years for some odd reason, man.
Young Thick.
I try to separate those two lifestyles, right?
You cannot.
Yeah, it's important.
He was a 10-pound kid, so it was like, dang, just thick as shit for no damn reason, bro.
It's truth.
That's all what it is with him, man. But before we get into all things tech, a pop quiz. Pop quiz! It's going to be a lot of fun, so thank you so much to Brennan for... Take that one. Take it, pass it down. There we go. We got some green markers. Okay, pass that down.
Thank you.
Here's what the pop quiz is going to be. Everyone who's getting a chance to watch this right now. Today's pop quiz is Roxy likes to say that Brennan doesn't like happiness.
That's a fact.
So what is something you think he did enjoy as a child?
Ooh.
Now you got to take in Brennan's personality. You got to take in his matter of fact. Julie, you gotta take all that in consideration.
Yeah.
And everyone at home, play along with us. Put it in the comments. Put it in the chat. That's the thing about this pop quiz.
I'm gonna give you guys a clue though.
No. No, it's hard. Tell us what to do.
I promise it's gonna make it better.
Shut your ass up.
I promise it'll make it better. Okay, if you don't want it, you don't want it. No. I tried to help y'all. Remember, I tried.
What do you think he enjoyed as a child?
Okay. I tried to give him help. Look how quickly I wrote, and like, look at what she's writing a whole sentence because she's talking about how there is nothing that I liked or brought me joy because there was no joy in my childhood. Because she's a hater. You're an absolute hater. Go ahead and erase it and try it again because you know I just said what you wrote.
Jesus.
He's coming from my soul right
now. The memoirs over there.
Hey, Roxy!
Lord have.
Wait, look at me.
If you're going to keep writing, write it. Literally got 30 seconds.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
And you have to just say it at that point.
Oh, shit.
You're crying laughing at this already? This might have to be a permanent segment forever.
I hate my life so much. Is it the same question every week?
Yeah, right? We just keep doubling down on things that, you know, Brennan definitely did enjoy this kind of lifestyle.
Okay, I'm almost done.
Make sure you guys follow the Hotter Nerd on all social media platforms as well.
Okay.
You ready?
Ready? Yeah.
Ladies first. Roxy. Right?
No, let me go last.
I could tease it to the guest here first.
All right. I mean, mine was pretty straightforward. I just went being right or correcting others. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
Get it straightforward.
Good answer. You know what
I mean? That's right on time. That's good answer.
Good answer.
I'm not clapping for that.
Is it the truth?
No.
It's not?
No.
Okay.
I don't believe that, but it's fine.
Where's your twin at?
Yeah.
Let's bring your twin in the room. Yeah, call the twin. Yeah, let's call his
you
twin.
You want me to call my brother?
You have to call your brother.
So as soon as we're finished, we're all over.
He is a delight.
Yeah.
All right,
I want to hear the answer.
All right. I went with Brennan as a child enjoyed burning ants with magnifying glasses and also ding dong dookie ditching. He seemed like the kind of kid to shit in a brown bag and leave it on somewhere.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I know it's ding dong ditch, but
ding dong dookie.
Yeah.
But
and light on fire.
I know that's lighting on fire.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I don't think it was called that, though. I thought it was called something else.
I don't know what it's called, but that's what I decided to call it for Brennan's ding dong dookie ditch.
I know you lit dogs on fire. I know that's a thing.
But Brennan was the one actually shitting in the bag.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right, cool. Roxy, what do you got?
Okay, I have clean other people's glasses, tell other children how to color in the lines, read the dictionary, be bald, go to the library and reorganize the books, and then regrade the teacher's quizzes.
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to pick one. Hold on. The children how to color in the lines is wild.
It's like, actually, I got Hello Kitty's bow is pink. That's all pink. That's what Brennan was doing.
Okay, I'm with all of them. Is anything wrong with them? Anything wrong?
Brennan, you gotta get, what is it?
So my answer was whales.
Do what?
I love whales as a kid. And they brought me joy.
Straight forward, huh?
Whales, what about, read about them?
My original career choice was to be a marine biologist. Wanted to like work with them and I was obsessed with them. So you like, you know, as a kid, they'd be like, what do you want for Christmas? I'd be like, you know, besides video games, you know, let me get some more books on whales. I was obsessed. Like, the more you learn about them, the better they get. You
best
know?
Fact that you know, or like the most interesting fact that you know about. What many people don't know.
Is right.
Is that we still can't speak the language of Wales. We know that they actually have a language with dialects in different cultures all over the world, specifically speaking like to orcas.
Yeah.
Hater.
Dory did.
And so, like, right now, they've gotten the ability to say the names of specific dolphins. And be saying the dolphins will answer to them. And so, like, we've been trying to figure out what the Rosetta Stone is. And one of the big concerns that we have right now is we've created the ability that AI can probably speak to the whales, but we haven't figured out how to allow the AI to speak to the whales and speak
like
to us.
I don't like that.
Well, we are talking about tech today, so that only makes sense.
Yeah. I thought I'd bring it back for you.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be practicing animal noises.
Please, Theo, can you please move
Man, on? Listen, this was a great segment. I think we need to break these down.
Wait, did you ask the woman to call my brother? He said he's down if you want me to
call him. Call him.
I'll continue to do that.
No, you will not.
So right now, I've been asked to call. I'm going to hand you the phone, Cleo.
Let's do it.
He said he's going to answer.
He's a delight.
You like my brother?
He's so nice. He's a wonderful person.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, who does?
Hey, Lonzo.
He's a gem.
So Cleo, I'm going to hand Cleo the phone right now, and they're going to ask you a question because they were asking a question about my childhood and was asked to bring my brother into the conversation. Do you consent to this?
I mean, if you
But it's not a bad one.
It's not a bad one.
They're just evil. So I'm gonna hand the phone to Cleo, Lonzo. Here's Cleo.
Lonzo. It's not a setup. I promise you it ain't a setup, brother. I have a question for you. So we did a pop quiz on today's episode, right? And the question was, what is something you think Brennan enjoyed as a child, right? You guys are obviously shoulder to shoulder every single day. Now, I said he enjoyed burning ants with magnifying glasses or playing ding-dong dookie ditching.
I don't even know what that second thing is.
Roxy said he enjoyed telling other kids how to color in the lines. What else, Roxy?
Reading the dictionary, being bald. Hey, Lonzo. Going to the library, reorganizing books, regrading the teacher's quizzes, and cleaning other kids' glasses.
I'm calling you to ask, what did Brennan actually... And Kadeem also said being right or correcting others, which is kind of on brand for Brennan as, even as an adult. So, question for you is, what did Brennan actually enjoy as a child? He has no fucking answer. He's got no answer.
Video games and comic books. I mean, but you guys are talking about social stuff, so I'm like,
nah, man. Just say what's real. Tell me
Go for it, Lonzo. What was that one?
Asking adults questions. That was Brennan's thing. But I feel like this is a loaded question.
tell him what I said and ask him if it's true.
So he said that he enjoyed nothing more than to learn about whales.
Oh, yes. No, that is true. Yes.
He wrote that 100%. Down.
He
thought he was going to be a marine biologist.
Okay.
Yeah. But he realized that it wasn't social enough.
He would rather talk to the whales, that's all.
He would rather talk to whales, yeah.
There it is. Thank you, Lonzo. Wait, appreciate your time.
Question. Is this a dolphin sound? Hey, Lonzo.
Bro, that shit's fire. Hey, what up?
Okay, tell me, does this not sound like a dolphin?
Oh, Lord. Oh my God. Bye, Lonzo. Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Fine. Let's hang up the phone then.
Bye. Jesus
when I
Christ.
Have actual thank you, questions, Lonzo. I love thank you, Lonzo.
Pass this stuff back down, man. Man, getting into today's topic, tech. For those, this is just what it is. We are living in a very tech-based world. For anyone who's trying to live off the grid, good luck. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, it's
not going to be the case for anybody. No. Technology's journey began in the millennia ago with rudimentary tools evolving through the Industrial Revolution's machinery and communication innovations. The 20th century brought pivotal inventions like the telephone and machinery and telephone and computers, leading to the digital age with the internet's advent, the rise of personal computing, and the internet
democratized
technology.
Thanks, Brennan. Yep. Democratized technology, fostering connectivity and information exchange. Recent years witnessed transformative technologies like smartphones and AI, reshaping industries and daily life. Today, we're on the cusp of further breakthroughs in fields like quantum computing and biotechnology, poised to drive progress and address global challenges. Technology, aka the Matrix, aka Terminator, is right around the corner.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm fully thinking this, like,
and this is what they do with technology.
This is what you two do with technology.
Communication.
You can do it just literally speak like this via FaceTime and just disrespect each other, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. You guys are absolutely.
You know, you think with FaceTime when they do the thumbs up.
Are we
going
to, we forgot to nerd out.
Let's nerd out for a quick second then before
nerd
we get
out.
To what are we nerding out about currently? Kadeem, what is something you are actually nerding out about? We ask every guest this.
What am I nerding out about?
Yeah, like, could be anything.
Oh man, honestly, EV cars.
EV cars,
electric. Seeing where the vehicles are going right now, because there's a lot of that dynamics changing completely. Mm. We're all supposed to be going to one charger. I'm not sure if you heard. Everyone's supposed to be going to the Tesla charger, but that has kind of been pushed back because of Elon letting go of the whole supercharging team.
Yep.
Like in the last couple weeks.
Wow.
So I've been doing a lot of research on what's going on in that space and see where we're headed. I was in the market to get another car.
Yeah.
And but now I feel like I'm gonna wait.
Wait this one out.
Now
just
I feel
bit.
Like I'm gonna wait now. So I've been doing a lot of research on EV cars.
Which cars? Which just out of curiosity, was there any car that stood out to you?
The Cadillac Lyric.
Yo, that's an incredible car.
Right.
My boy Donald just got it.
That.
It's insane.
I wanted a Cadillac forever. CTS, the Escalades growing up.
Hell
so
yeah.
Seeing the Cadillac.
It's a midnight club thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. So seeing the Cadillac Lyric coming out and stuff like that and looking at it looked really nice.
Yeah, it is. It's exceptional. It is incredible.
Yeah.
Like, even the effect of it just pulling up, you just be like, all right.
It's a caddy.
It's a caddy.
It's you a know, caddy, yeah, bro. Man. So, but because of the whole charging thing, I'm probably going to wait around for a little bit longer.
I wanted that Dodge. Well, they're calling it the Charger, but it's built like the Challenger.
Yeah,
it's a two door joint. I want that as for my first electric vehicle. Yeah, that's where I'm at with it.
Ah, yes, cars.
Roxy, I already drive a
Roxy
Lee
was the backseat of
my Roxy. Hey, okay, now that
yeah. That's right. You do drive the ball.
That was a good one.
Slide it in there.
Yeah.
Roxy, what are you nerding out about?
Well, I didn't nobody hear what he said. Nobody heard none of the things.
Nope.
That's crazy.
We're running back.
Art. That's the art.
You're talking so reckless.
Slide it in there.
Loose. All right. So, yes, currently I'm watching an anime called A Condition Called Love. Mm-hmm. I actually got invited to like the Crunchyroll premiere where they were showing like new episodes of like the first episode of like four different ones. So they showed that one. Was it Kaiju number 8, which is great. Black Butler, Public School Arc, which is
Black Butler good?
Oh, I love Black Butler. This the first season was great. The second season was like all non-canonical bullshit that's not even part of it. The third season was good. And then it took like a 15-year hiatus. So this season's back. Damn. It's really, really good. Hmm. I like that one. So actually both of those. I'll say Black Butler and A Condition Called Love.
It's like a slice of life.
So
A Condition Called Love. I'm just curious.
It's like a romance. Okay, it's weird. Okay, so it's it's this boy. It's there's two kids in
Come
high
on,
school.
Come on, you can do it. You can do it.
My God.
Yeah, I can do that too. So it's a boy and a girl. A condition called Shut Up Super Casual. It's turn that chat off. So it's a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really popular, like attractive boy. And it's this girl that's just like, I don't know what love is. I'll never fall in love. Like, it's a foreign concept to me. And it's this really popular boy that's, like, always in relationships, but he's just, like, conventionally attractive. And she kind of, like, she mid. And so he's out in the snow after getting broken up with, and then she, like, comes over and, like, puts an umbrella over him. He's like, all right, you're next, bitch. You're the one I want. So it's him trying to date this girl that doesn't understand what love is. It's super interesting. It's kind of, he be, like, doing some weird stalker. Ish. So it like kind of got some.
This makes this track.
It's weird.
I like it.
Yeah.
And I'll stalk my hoes. They stalk me. So yeah, you know, it's weird. It's a little weird, but it's interesting. I don't see like a lot of romance animes dropping as of late.
Yeah.
Not
because love died.
This, huh?
What?
What?
Hmm?
Brennan.
You okay?
Yeah, so I'm actually watching anime right now. It's called Ari Monster. It's pretty cool because I like animes where you see things like world building or like the characters building up pretty mm-hmm. quickly and all that. So like I don't know if you've ever heard of like that time I got reincarnated by a slime.
Heard about that? Heard of it?
So I was like, yeah, good. Stuff like
Those
that where it's just like they start off in a weird mm-hmm. space. This one kind of has the same premise as that. It's just like this guy died in one world and then woke up as a goblin in another world, but remembered everything and retained his ability that whatever he eats, he takes the abilities of whatever he eats. So
like Kirby?
He eats a spider. So if he eats a spider, like he can like he can have webs come out of his hands kind of thing. So
Kirby.
And this Kirby. World has a huge diversity of like all different kind of things. So he just kind of just starts eating everything, becomes like the king of the goblins, and he's just like, all right, well, we can take on other races and like build this empire. And the weird interesting thing about it is most of the time there's like there's like a couple different ways that sexuality is approached in anime. And this one is unique because typically it's like really cringy. You know, it's like creepy, pervy, cringy,
mm-hmm.
you know, like bloody nose thing where it's just like something on like girls' titties come out and then bloody nose and then mm-hmm. that scene is over. Whereas this show actually doesn't do that. Like this guy is just like, yo, a sexual experience will happen and he'll just be like, and then we did it.
Like, that was it.
Yeah, and he's like tears into pieces, but it doesn't like, it's not graphic or anything like that. Mm-hmm. He's like, yep, and that went down. And then just moving on, and the story continues. And I'm just like, I've never seen that in anime before.
Hmm,
where it's like not over sexualized, but they allow sex to occur. So I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Especially for an anime, because usually it's just straight to hentai.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's neither of that. Right. It's not like, it's not perverted, nor is it like hentai, nor is it just like obviously trying to avoid any form of sexuality. He's like, no, I had sex with these three women last night, but we're not going to talk about
in
that.
In a night?
He moves on. Yeah. Yeah. He's. Like I said,
he's
anything he eats,
he's a goblin.
He's a goblin.
He's a goblin. Jesus Christ. All right. I'm check
like
out that
goblin
anime.
God.
I'm going to check out this anime.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
Yes.
For me, nerding freaky out. Freaky ass.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Current nerding out thing for me, more toys, more collectible stuff. Mm. Okay. Super 7 dropped these really cool action figures that are the four Ninja Turtles, but they're in black and white, like how the original Eastman comics were.
Yeah.
And they look really, really cool. That's so hopefully those get delivered ASAP because I want to put those up on the wall. So more That's toys
dope.
For me.
Super dope.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, so we doubled back to be able to talk about the things we're nerding out on currently, but tech, everything yep. tech. The world revolves around tech. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to homie Jaleel White, Steve Urkel. Many know him for that. He just got married this last weekend to a tech executive. I was like,
smart man.
Very smart man. Man, think for the future, man. Mm-hmm. First question up, I want to ask the group, what are some of the most nostalgic tech gadgets from our childhood that we miss? And how have they shaped your perspective on modern technology? Mm. I can start off with this one.
I bet you can. I can. You're walking nostalgia.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Mm-hmm. When I think of, do you remember the cassette player that I had?
Yeah.
It was a yellow one?
Yeah.
I had a yellow cassette player, and I begged my mom to buy me the Lil Wayne Block Is Hot album. On cassette?
No, the cassette.
On the cassette, yeah. And yeah, that's how I was listening to that kind of music back then. And what's wild to me is like a generation will never know of having to fast forward and like hope you stop it right on the right point before the song that you want to hear
begins. You know what's crazy? You're making me remember a piece of tech that I used to love that was in that same genre was the Home Alone recorder.
Oh, the Talk Boy.
Yeah.
I have it.
That junk was amazing. You still have it?
I have one. I didn't have one as a kid, but I bought one.
Yeah, I used to love it. I never had one, but our friends would have it, and I'd let them borrow it. Yeah. You know, just like making little messages and replaying them back. Because back then, that was peak technology.
That was it.
You know, for you, I can hear my own voice come out of this box. Like, that was. Winning. Like now it's nothing, but back then, crazy.
Agreed.
And it was huge.
So. Real talk, man. Shout out to Macaulay Culkin for making that thing famous. And then they made like a micro version as well. But what about you guys? What are some?
That was the one I was going to say because I had got one for Christmas, and this was one of the Christmases I was like with my mom. And she like cussed us out. She was just like cussing us out. And I would tell my grandma like, "Hey, she be cussing us out." And she was like, "No, she doesn't." So I was like, "All right,
you
say less."
To sting?
Yes, I did. And we was in the car. And I had my top. I had the pink one.
Yeah.
And I was like, "What is this?" She be cussing us out.
I always knew you were a snitch.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Snitch.
Oh, all the time. You know.
Yeah, she can't lie for one.
Yeah.
She can't lie.
Thank
she can't
you.
Lie.
Thank you.
So don't tell you gonna any secrets that you tell Roxy, they're not secrets. They're not.
Wow.
Just everyone heard that.
Everyone
heard that.
That's how Roxy is. She's
going
great.
Going to the cops, too.
What about you?
Oh, man. For me, it's going to be crazy. I'm going real nerdy and techie for this one. A Palm Pilot.
Ooh.
Oh,
a Palm Pilot. I'm going Palm Pilot.
I always wanted one. It looks so professional.
A Tuxton E2 is what I had in middle school.
How did you get that?
I asked mom and dad for one. And what happened was we went to Philly or went to Pennsylvania with to go see our cousins for that summer.
Yep.
One of our cousins had an old PDA that he just had inside of his closet.
Right.
And I asked him, Mike, can I borrow that real quick? So I plugged it into his laptop and started messing with it and stuff like that. I got him so intrigued by one, he went and bought a new one.
Yep.
And then we got back home for that summer, and then I started asking for one. And I was using it to like infrared and start sending like TV or controlling TVs with it. Actually was putting my homework in it, using it as a calculator. I was using the hell out of that thing.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, you know, but of course now we all have
it. All this now.
Except infrared, which is still kind of bothering me. Like, you really can't control this TV right now if you wanted to with this.
Nah.
Like, they took that away from phones. They had them. Phones.
Well, I mean, now it's because of the Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi.
But not even really, like, this to turn up the volume. Not even to, like, actually, I'm talking about turning it on and off.
Okay, good point.
They took that. They used to have them on phones.
Right.
Android phones, be able to kind of just have an infrared signal. It took all that away from us.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's probably the one that I kind of missed that we kind of gotten away from.
Nice.
So. Speaking of features that got taken away from phones, I have the iPhone 4. At my house, and I saw the headphone jack, and I was like, I remember how pissed off we were that they took that away.
So still,
only for them to roll out AirPods years later, and everyone's like, you know what?
We don't need
jack. We don't need it anyway.
Yeah,
I still miss it.
I mean, so I'm about to say, I'm not a prisoner in the moment for that. I feel like we still need
headphone jacks.
Still, there's no reason why to take it away. There was really no reason other than to sell AirPods.
Is there a headphone jack on that laptop?
Of course there is.
There a headphone? Yeah. Okay. So of course, it's probably on the back of this one as well.
Of course,
still there. Brendan, was your answer to this question the
no?
Talk about what your.
I was gonna say Game Gear.
Sega Game Gear.
Yeah, Sega Game Gear. That was a big deal for me, because I remember getting that and just kind
of.
like that big,
bro. It was ridiculous. No, this. Yeah, like this wide.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, people don't realize how big of a revolution the Game Gear was when it came out.
Sure.
Is that like it was the first backlit gaming system, as well as one of the first color. So it's just like, it was color, it was backlit. The only thing, the biggest downs, like,
eight
the
games batteries. Yeah,
the, I think it took six.
Eight batteries.
It was six.
It would run
it
out of
three on this side. But no, so I was about to say that. Was it really eight?
I'm pretty sure
it was six.
Either way.
But either way, the thing ate batteries. Yeah. And so, like, I remember, like, I loved it so much. And they did the one of the worst things ever is they didn't really have a DC input. Like,
no.
Nope.
You just had to use batteries for it. And
Energizer was eating. And the other thing, Duracell was eating.
It wouldn't save games after the batteries died. Yeah. You know, so it's like you would play a game. Like, I remember playing the X-Men game a lot. And it's just like I could never beat it because by the time, like, you just didn't have time. Like, the batteries give you about 2.5-3 hours at the most.
At the most.
And then the game was like a 6-7 hour game. And so it's just like you just couldn't do it. So it was like, I remember, like, that was frustrating, but the experience of being able to sit in a car and play a video game with color, sound, and backlit at night, like, there's nothing like it. I was just like, this is, I live in the future. This is my little TV right here. Y'all shut up.
It's the truth.
The thing about the Game Gear is the battery component, right? And the fact that the batteries had to go on both sides.
Yes.
And if you lost the backing, if you lost the backing, that your fingers were holding those damn batteries in, bro, for dear life.
Yes.
Not only that, Sega dropped a lot of accessories for the Game Gear.
Yeah.
Like, they had a TV tuner. Did you see that one?
No.
You could actually have, like, an antenna coming out of the Game Gear.
Oh,
to, like,
wait. No, yeah, I saw that.
I saw that joint. I saw a few other different accessories drop for it as well. But there's a Coca-Cola edition that I'm trying to hunt down.
Of course you are.
I need that in my life. That is going to be really cool.
I think you might have a problem. It's a good problem to have, but it's a problem.
It is. But you know what? I'm happy with it.
It's rich people problem.
Yeah, it's a healthy vice.
Yeah.
Glendor has arrived.
I love it. It's my favorite.
Another question for the group, man. Let's talk about the transition from physical media like CDs and DVDs to digital formats. What do you think we've lost and gained in terms of convenience and nostalgia? Kadeem, me and you talk about this a lot.
Yes.
Because you have stored tons and tons of stuff.
I have multiple hard drives.
Everything. When it comes to media, as far as TV and films, when it comes to video games, applications.
Yep.
I mean, people were wilding out on me when I pulled up the old school Flash games from Cartoon Network.
Yep.
And Nickelodeon.
Oh, you have
and
those?
You have those tucked off in a hard drive somewhere.
I do.
Hey. Those are exclusive
Let me
to Thomas.
Talk to my
this
friend.
Is Thomas stuff
Can
only.
Can I talk to my
Thomas
friend?
Stuff only.
Can I talk,
you,
to,
can
my
I talk to my brother?
Can I talk to my
Can
friend?
I talk
friend
to my brother?
Hey.
You know what's talking to you.
Relax.
We talked to your brother.
I'm just here to help.
We did talk to your brother. Kadeem, what are your thoughts on this, man?
Oh, man. And it unfortunately, it's getting further and further away about us actually owning anything because of streaming services, because of where physical media is going. I'm not sure if like Best Buy doesn't even have DVDs or Blu-rays anymore.
Yeah,
like they're starting to pull that from the shelves completely.
Dang.
Yeah, like that stuff's literally like going to be the thing of the past, which is kind of sad to see. Because without that actual physical media, you really don't own anything.
Yeah.
You know, you can have the files and stuff like that, which is kind of how I was always taking it. As long as you have it offline. Like, let's just say the internet goes out today completely. What do you actually have access to at that point when it comes to movies or entertainment or anything like that? That's how I've always kind of seen it, because not everywhere has internet. And if it goes down one day, convenience, sure. You can literally watch anything.
Whatever, whenever. Yeah.
Whenever, yeah, at any time, you can just watch it. What that takes away from you, though, is, if you're ever off the grid or not even in a place where internet is, kind of should have a look.
Yeah.
And it's, scary feeling for me personally. So I've kind of gone away from CDs and DVDs. I've kind of had that transition of going from having physical copies of my stuff to making it digitized. Cause I've broken a lot of like PS2 games. I sat on my Onimusha as a 10, 11 year old. I lost a PS2 game that way. Sad day. Literally sat on it. Just heard the crack.
I know that pain.
Yeah, heard the crack. Or disc getting scratched.
Oh.
Yep, go ahead. Oh. As a collective.
The kids, they don't know.
As a collective, how much does that happen?
Generation Z is like, well, scratch. What do you mean?
The game won't play anymore.
It
just hurt. Done. You're just stuck
at
that.
Play to a certain stop part.
Exactly.
Oh, that'd be the worst.
And be loading up at
once.
I'd
just rather break that shit completely. Because when you getting in there and it's just like, ah,
that's it. So that being said, like, or even with the PS2, the red screen of death, which we all see, of course, which is the reading side of it. So it being digitized in that way, so that pretty much can't happen anymore, is where I've kind of went to. Just at least having it a digital copy of it. Now, it going online and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence about that, because everything in the cloud is a, it's a long shot, but I'm not here for it.
Yeah.
Brennan, you're definitely in this space when it comes to this, man.
Well, I mean, I think one of the things that we lost was one of my favorite things to do was like be able to, you get to learn a lot about somebody from the like what their CD collection looked like or what their DVD collection looked like. You go to somebody's house and you're just like, let me see what you be watching. You know what I'm saying? Like you can see it, like, or like they're like, oh, like you're in the car with them, like, all right, you know, play a CD. And they just hand you a big book. Sitting there, the we're driving Thomas around, and just science. Flipping through. It's like and you're playing Thomas DJ, and I was like, "Oh, let's put some Usher in." You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, it's like that's what it was like. You know, it's like you had to like when it was time to listen to something, like you either had to like spend the time to put together one of those mixed playlist CDs,
Boner Jams.
You know what I'm saying? Like back in the day, you know, or you had to like listen to an artist. Yeah. You know, what I'm saying? And that CD. So it's like you would actually have like for me, I feel like we have a separation between artists and their albums as a whole. Now, whereas like we just hear the songs,
yeah,
you know, but we don't know like what's the track order, like you know, like there's certain CDs like or certain songs now. I hear it and I expect what I know is gonna hear next is the next song on that album,
yeah.
And so like, and that's intentional from the artist. So like, there's just certain things that we've lost in that space, but you know, what we gained in convenience though, it's unreal. Like you said, we have everything at our fingertips. So
yeah,
you know, it's like I do appreciate what we used to have, but I'm a creature of convenience. So like, I'll take the I have every song that's ever been made ever. At my fingertips, like I can listen to a song. Listen to a song. Ooh, this sounds good. And like Siri, what song is this? And then just add it to my playlist. Mm-hmm. Like that's just unreal. Like back in the day, it's like you hear a song at a restaurant. Good luck. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Ask the waiter. Like, actually, I don't know. This is the radio. And they didn't say it at the end of the song. Like they just move on to the next song. Like, well, that enjoy. I hope you enjoyed your moment.
Goddamn radio, you know what I'm jockeys.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What are your thoughts on this, Roxy?
So for me, it's kind of like two things I feel like I miss. So just like physically holding even like books, right? Like I've always just like the physical feel of stuff, like, and the experience you get like finding the stuff. So like going to the
shout out to Roxy's hands,
going to the bookstore, going to find CDs, because that's how you find other stuff. Like you're going to look for an artist and then you start seeing all of these other artists and stuff like that. So I feel like that's missing. And even like learning about whatever the thing is. So like, you know, on Blu-rays and DVDs, they would have like behind the scenes stuff or just like even like trailers for other stuff before, so you would learn about other movies and stuff that you want to see. And I was the person that would like read the inside cover things and like the back, so I know like
nerd.
I want to know like the cast and crew, and I want to know who made this and like who did the music and like what did you think, like why did you make this thing, and all of that used to be like in the little inserts that they would have in like movies and stuff and songs, like the producers. So I feel like there's a disconnect there. Cause like even on Spotify, I can go see who the producer is, but there's no like extra information on like the song and the thought behind the song. So just like kind of learning, kind of losing like the knowledge and whatever, further education of whatever the product is. I don't like that, but I do agree with Brennan. Like the convenience is dope. Like, you know, I listen to a lot of audiobooks instead of me having to go physically go to the bookstore and carry out all these books. I can just download books or just download whatever, but I still go buy physical copies. Like I still go to the thrift stores and all these other spots to just get them if I want.
Yep. Now, when you say walking out of the bookstore with the books, how many are you holding in one hand? How many are you like?
10 to 12.
In one hand? It's a cap.
The titties.
Oh God!
You put some here,
Oh God!
You touched on it though. I do miss the You touched on the fact of like not getting a chance to see like a blooper reel or like a behind the scenes or the making ofs. Like those things in DVDs are what made them special, right? People would go buy the extra edition things just for that.
Yep.
And that's gone. I feel like on the streaming services, like when you go to like a Max and you pull up the Lord of the Rings, it's like you're literally just getting those films.
Yep.
They don't even have that extra tab to be able to see all that other media and content.
Which is crazy. How that hasn't been implemented yet.
Yeah.
It's gonna come. I know that
they're gonna have to.
They're gonna have to like drop it as another tier, probably.
Oh, 100%.
They know how they're marketing that kind of stuff.
That sucks.
Or has that been on the YouTube for free? I'm just saying.
It'd be on the tube.
It do be on the tube.
Or, well, I'm just saying, even if the companies wanted to do that, make money on the back end, which I'm giving them a game plan, so I'm gonna stop there. But like what if the companies like, you know, actually put those blooper reels on that stuff on YouTube and just ran ads on them?
I'm sure some of them do. But I'm sure some of them do not.
Usually, people or users that put it up there.
Put up there,
I don't think it's actually the actual companies that own the movie have done that.
Yeah.
Good point. Pirating. Good point. You spoke about breaking the Onimusha game, and it reminded me of when you hacked my phone after I gave it to you.
I didn't hack it. I broke it.
Yeah.
No.
It took him
5 minutes.
I gave him a phone.
How'd you break it?
You upgrade, you give your little brother the, you know.
Yeah, hand me that.
Here, hand me that. Here you go, brother. Yeah. 5 minutes later. 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, he got the blackjack. I don't forget it.
Trash ass phone.
He got the Windows.
Trash ass
Windows phone. Mobile phone, blackjack.
Trash ass
and
phone.
And he gave me his Motorola Razr.
Trash.
Ooh.
Right?
What color?
Silver. Still have it.
Oh my God.
You downgraded, bro. The Razr was the truth.
I love the Razr.
And that's exactly why after the 5 minutes after he was done with the phone, he's like, hey, let me get that phone
that's
back.
Exactly what
and I was just like,
that's exactly
so here's
what
the thing.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes.
So here's the thing.
Broke it.
That phone's not going to turn on anymore. I knew exactly what I did when I did it.
What'd you do?
I removed a system file from the... So it literally would boot up for a quick second and then literally stop.
Right, but you got to think. It is a literal flip phone and the only port in it is just a USB port.
Yeah, connect to my computer.
Excuse me, who the fuck is connecting the damn Razr to the computer?
I want to see
this
what I can
nigga.
Do with it.
Thank you.
I did that too with my Razr. I'm not going to lie.
Why?
Because
you can load
it?
Stuff onto it. Yeah. Like, I'll be putting all media and stuff in like...
Yeah, you put other games?
In the settings. Yeah, you can put different
you
games.
You put
stuff
Java on. Games on there? I used to load up on some Java games. You don't know about that life. I don't know about that.
I did that.
So
I
mean, fucking nerds.
Nerds.
Fucking nerds.
What, jailbreaking iPhones
I'm
all
that? Downloading my Java games. Sorry.
Speaking kind of still in the retro tech space, yeah. What are some favorite vintage gadgets or tech brands that you guys would love to see make a comeback? I can start this one off very quickly. I would like to see translucent everything. I want transparent everything. Walking into the computer lab for the very first time and seeing the colors and I could see into the Mac. I'm like, that's really cool, right? And then Game Boy had the translucent joint. Some of the early PS1 controllers had a translucent looking lows. Mm-hmm. So I want translucent, transparent tech on everything.
Okay. All right.
That. Yeah.
That's
everything.
Dope.
Can you imagine a camera where you can see inside of it? Like
pretty.
A clear case?
Yeah, that'd be dope.
It would be easy to break. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, as long as it still has the same durability, I'm good with it.
Yeah,
great. Durability, as long as it's there. What's the question again?
What are some retro tech things that you would like to see make a comeback? Either
like
the gadgets or the brands, go for it.
I want keyboards back on phones.
Full
I
want
like a Sidekick. Yeah, I want to. I don't like. I don't like that.
This always comes back to hand.
Yeah, shut up. I need accessibility.
I bet you do.
Shut up. So yeah, I don't like that. I've never liked swiping, and I don't like that. Mm. I want to type. I like to type. I want to type. I got one. But who got just carrying
she
it in my pocket?
She also convenience, and that's not convenient.
Roxy, I can be, oh, y'all need the keyboard?
I got you. Lay it on the chest.
He goes on with that.
Don't unfurl my titty like that. Shut up.
Hold
I'm
the
wrong
shift.
With you.
I'm holding the shift right now. Man. Capital.
Hey, get him out of here.
Let me get the cap lock.
Last time
is
guest.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Brandon, what you want, bro? What would you like to see come through?
Actually, it was going to be something similar to what Roxy said. I was going to say that. I actually really liked my BlackBerry back in the day. Like, I had a BlackBerry, the one with a little ball on it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
So little trackball.
Like, yeah, little trackball. The trackball.
Always the balls with you.
You don't even have another reference. You just wanted to say something.
You just wanted to shoot.
You just hurt because I got your ass.
You just wanted to shoot.
Hey, shoot or shoot.
Shoot or shoot, baby.
Never. But continue. The ball was good.
But I did like, I liked BlackBerries. Like, I like my BlackBerry, like, as a businessman, too. Because, you know, for me, I saw myself as a businessman. I got a BlackBerry, and I was just like, yeah, I'm part of the group.
I do business.
Like, remember BBM, BlackBerry
of
Messenger,
course.
Too?
Of course. That was way bigger than anything.
Yeah, that's, like, before the blue bubble iPhone
yep.
thing.
That was the one before the one. Yeah,
yeah
you're right.
It was like, you know, because I think it was a big deal back then, because back then we had to pay for text messaging. Mm-hmm. It's like, you pay per text, or you have a limit of how many texts you could do.
Yeah.
And the BBM was just like, don't worry about that.
Yep.
Like,
it started it.
If you hit another BlackBerry person, many texts you won't. It's all good.
So we really went from pagers, right? Someone getting buzzed, and then... Motorola drops the two-way.
And the crickets.
The crickets had the chirp. You talking about the chirp?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if we're just sticking to messaging when it comes to mobile stuff,
okay,
right?
Got it.
So we go from pagers that just buzz somebody, let you know, hey, give someone a phone call.
Yeah.
Then Motorola drops the two-way pager joint, right?
Yep.
And then right around the corner from that is when, I'm assuming, the BlackBerry drops, then the Sidekick?
Yes.
I think so.
And the first BlackBerry is disgustingly ugly. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Can we, very quickly,
is
please.
It?
It's disgusting. The screen.
It's not that black. It's another one.
It's like this dark ass navy blue one.
I think
it's
my daddy
ugly
had
as
that.
Shit. Not that one. Nope.
Okay.
Nope. It is that one on the left. That one right there. That's the original BlackBerry.
Yeah, that's ugly.
That's the one.
Wow, that is ugly.
That is.
No, no, no scroll ball.
I was about to say, how do you navigate that thing?
Drive on the side. Oh, this. It was the right side.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's trash.
That shit. Ugly.
That was trash as shit. That black bear on the bottom left is the one that I remember everyone having. This is when it popped off.
Yeah, I had that one. That's what I like.
This is the one.
Little black one.
Yeah, that one was great.
Yeah, it started there.
Yeah, man.
I never seen the long ways one. The one that's hot dog style.
Remember when they dropped their first touchscreen, the good old BlackBerry Storm?
Ooh, the marketing behind that one.
The marketing behind it was crazy because it was trying to compete with the iPhone at that time when the iPhone first dropped with the full screen.
You guys remember they did the funeral for the iPhone?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Wait, what?
They had like a whole procession. Like it was BlackBerry. They had like a new BlackBerry phone. Then they had like a whole procession. It was a funeral for the iPhone, and that didn't age well at all.
I'm about to say.
No, because BlackBerry's
gone now. Now we're on like 22.
I tried to get on that same wave as Brennan as far as like, oh, I need a BlackBerry now. It's a business thing, so I need it. And I get it. I have my iPhone still. I got my Sidekick still. Then I get this damn BlackBerry.
That thing was barely his.
Who the hell was I going to talk to on BBM? It wasn't no girls on BBM, Brennan. So I'm just like,
it's all business.
No, it's all business shit. I was like, AIM.
They didn't have BBM. They had AIM.
So it was all bad.
They had AIM.
Oh, yeah. I was on my AIM, though.
Yeah, they had instant messaging. Okay. They had AIM with their away messages.
ASL.
Let it be known where they at.
Yo, your my away messages used to be wild, bro. That, I felt like away messages, if you were on your Sidekick, that was like your first version of Twitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you could talk, you would do your shout outs, you would talk about where you were up to, and that's how you were kind of getting your vibe out there.
Yep.
On the beach, chilling.
Literally, that's how it kind of was for people, man. On our fun note, let's end this thing kind of on a fun note. If you could invent any futuristic tech gadget or device, no matter how absurd or fantastical, what would it be and why? Yeesh.
I got one.
Go for it.
Well, I read the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Okay.
And in that book, they had a thing called a babblefish, which was one of the coolest things in the world, is the ability to literally just stick something in your ear and you now can speak and understand any language fluently. And it's automatic. Like, it's not like a thing where there's a delay where it's like you're listening to it say it back to you in your native language. It's like, no, because this is touching me, like, I am now able to like fully converse in that language. So whatever that may look like in a space of technology, like you said, fantastical or whatever, something that we could literally just attach to us that allows us to be fluent. And the thing is, like, not only fluid, but you also, like, nobody can even tell a difference. Like, so when you're talking to a local, like, they think you sound like a local, you know, like stuff like that. So, like, that would be really cool.
Language is one of those things, I will say. Language
I mean, I love
one
human connection. So for me, it's just, like, to be able to do that. Like, and recently, like, in the last few years, I learned how to speak Spanish. And how much of that, how much of the world... Yeah, un poco. I was about to start speaking in Spanish. Well, you want me to start?
I mean,
I can say the rest of it. I'll say, pero de mí, mi imaginación es muy importante, la conexión por otra persona.
Oh, he's speaking. Oh, he L-speaking.
He L-speaking.
He L-speaking. Okay, for real.
He L-speaking.
You love what?
I spent some time in Peru and Brazil. I mean, some time in Peru.
Yeah.
I stayed there for a few months and you know, I had a girlfriend in Peru, so. And she didn't speak no English, so I had to learn.
That's right.
Smart.
That's cool.
But yeah, that's what I would say. Like, just seeing what, even though I'm not fluent in Spanish, like, seeing how much of my world has been opened up just by being able to understand what other people are saying in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagining, like, where there was no more barriers in that space. So, oh, okay, cool. We're going to, you know, going to China. Like, Mandarin ain't no problem. Yeah. That'd be amazing.
It's a funny thing to say. It's just because people have had, like, I guess, brain injuries or whatever the case is, wake up, speak different languages and stuff like that. So that's always that what gets me is the idea that the language is there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The language, the accent, and you know what I mean, dialect, it's technically there because we have proof of someone literally getting hit in the head, waking up, speaking a completely different language.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, that's happened multiple times in the history of, like, you can look up multiple stories. It's crazy. So.
That's a fly-ass one.
Yep.
What about you, Kadeem? Roxy, anybody?
Allergies, hold on.
For me, as a futuristic tech gadget, man, I know, of course, AI is coming and everything else like that. They've been trying to do this rabbit R1. Have you seen these?
I saw that.
Yeah. Have you seen these different type of AI gadgets?
They look trash right now.
Yeah, exactly. I know it's the first run out. They're trying to get it up and running. Oh, man. I know AI is going to be that answer. I'm not sure eventually when they're actually able to adapt it the way I think it's going to work. That's probably the next step. So something in the AI space for sure.
Mm.
You know, EA just came out and say they're going to start using generative AI for their games and stuff like that now.
That's pretty cool.
So it's coming.
All right.
Coming.
Marcy?
I was recently watching the Jetsons.
Okay.
Good. I want that. You remember like when the morning they would wake up and just walk and then they had their clothes on and then breakfast and all of that. I want that. I just want to not do nothing.
Especially
in the morning, and it does your hair. But my robot thing would have to be black because you ain't finna be having me out here looking crazy. But yeah, like just to be able to wake up and you and your family could just walk through a thing and be ready and dip, that would be great.
Is it weird that you bring up like robots and being able to do black hair immediately, right? Is it messed up to think that like in the future, say that rolls out, right? And that's not a part of the initial plan.
Yeah, I'm be pissed.
Like, right, but like we're still dealing with the fact that we have to throw this shit in there. Like, yes, like, of course
damn,
it needs
she
to
still
be.
Can't braid.
That needs to be a setting off the game.
Can't braid. Well,
you know, this is not my shade of makeup.
That reminds me, like, did you guys know about that controversy that occurred when they put out like when you go to the restrooms now,
yeah,
like, and you put your hand on the water,
and
the water
and
comes
it wasn't
out.
Detecting
yeah, it
darker
didn't detect
skin.
Black, darker skins like that. Like, I remember mm-hmm. going in a bathroom and it was like, and I was
yeah.
like, with the white, I was with Tony actually. We went to a bathroom mm-hmm. somewhere, and I was like, none of these sinks work. And he was just like, yes, they do.
And the wow. paper towel things too, they started switching it out. Yeah, but
the thing is, it wasn't mm-hmm. even like implied racism, they weren't doing it to like, you know, say, F black people.
They,
is that
they
only tested it on white people because they're the ones making it. And so, just like, yeah, we put it.
That's
it
how
works.
Much they don't
perfectly.
Be giving a shit.
It's like, yep, it's pretty crazy.
Don't get
That's
me
crazy.
Started, you know.
Gotcha. But we're in a different place now. You know, you're seeing so many different people who represent different cultures in that space. So you would hope that everyone
yeah.
is like, hey, everyone's included from the jump. You would
mm-hmm.
hope.
You would hope.
Fingers crossed on that. You would hope. Mm-hmm. Very quick. I would love to do this one, though, before we round out everything. A nerdy mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
You could put all your songs on it. We plan on doing that for everyone who's a listener and a watcher of the Hot and Nerd podcast. We're going to create a nerdy mixtape for you guys, and it's actually going to be available for you guys to download and listen to on your own platforms.
Okay.
I want everyone to share songs featuring either nerdy or geek music. You can include themes from movies, TV shows, video games. This is going to be all, or even fandom inspired songs.
Mm.
Okay. I can throw out a few out the gate.
Yeah.
I want the Kingdom Hearts records. I want when Sanctuary and Sibling Clean.
You don't hear me say, please, oh baby, don't go.
Not the running?
Simple and clean is the way
on,
that
bro.
You're making
cool,
me
crazy,
feel
okay,
tonight.
Uh-huh. All right, cool.
It's hard to let it
yeah.
go.
Uh-huh. Here we are. Yep.
Okay.
Nope.
Boo.
You don't know?
You're
I don't. Apparently,
giving
I don't know
George,
so.
Me.
All right, I want Sanctuary and Simple and Clean. I want the first record, which is a hip hop record that I actually do not know the name of. The one that begins for NBA Street Volume 2.
They reminisce over you, Troy.
They
reminisce over you.
What is it?
They reminisce over you.
Yes, the reminisce.
My God.
I need that. I'll give you two more. I need that. I need the. Was it Midnight Club that has the house real big?
Called real big.
Midnight Club 3.
I need that.
Double edition.
And then to throw in like maybe an anime joint, I need the intro of Promised Neverland Season 1.
Good
oh
one.
Oh, God. You're just trying to break hearts.
Good one.
I need that one.
That show's so depressing.
No, it's very depressing.
Yeah. I'm going Yu Yu Hakusho.
Out the gate?
Out the gate.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going Yu Yu Hakusho. That intro was amazing. Oh man, I have some random ones.
Throw them in there.
I have some random ones. Like Get Backers is one of my favorite animes. I think it's Season 2's intro.
Okay.
Do like that one. Obviously, Case Closed.
Which one?
Man, I'm going Season 3.
Season 3, which is the how does that one go?
Oh, that's the. Oh man, I'm blanking on the words. Damn it. I'll come back to
Please
it.
Please have faith in me.
Yeah.
Bring them back, you'll see.
Yeah.
My wounded heart beats only for you. And longs to tell hidden secrets. Simple wounded heart, it only goes for you. And longs to tell secrets.
Yeah.
It's a banger. Banger record. You ain't heard that one, Brittany? Oh, that shit hard. That shit hard.
Make the playlist.
That shit on that playlist.
I'll go with those two. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
That shit is
I love that record.
Oh shit! Did you say Yu Yu Hakusho or Haikyuu?
Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah, because that one's on mine. I'm definitely going End of Inuyasha. That Bokutachi wa
Thank you.
That's my shit. Gotta go that one. I'm definitely going the Mashal song. The new one, it bring, brung, brung, bring, brung, brung. That shit, that shit is some heat. I'm going, most of mine going to be like anime songs. So I'm going the Kaiju number 8 songs. I like actually both of them, the intro and the other one. Solo Leveling got a good song. Hell's Paradise.
Hell's Paradise is great.
I fucking love it. It's a lot of dope shit that I'm finna put on there. Mostly right. Anime.
Okay. I'll go with Go-Go's Gadget Flow, Lupe. I got that go yep. Gadget Flow.
Shout out to Lupe.
I'll go with X-Men remix 97 theme.
It's coming through.
I ain't skipping that shit ever. Ever. I was
So I like that. Yeah, I'll just go with those two. Those are
good. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's like a little mixtape. That's a CD you can burn up. You
know I agree. Like, oh man.
Oh, I got remember a burner burn at the
CDs?
House.
I do. Yeah.
Kadeem used to burn CDs.
Just quick story. I'll never forget when I burned 2 CDs. I was selling them at my school, middle school.
Yep.
Someone asked for Word of Mouth Ludacris. Someone asked for Alicia Keys, the first album. I swapped them. I swapped them. And so she went to the car, and you know the first song of Ludacris, Word of Mouth?
Wait. Every first song of every album of Ludacris
he'd
is
be like,
incredible.
Bitch. And
no, it's the royal penis is clean, your highness.
Oh, yeah.
And the mother of my so-called friend played that, and she thought it was supposed to be Alicia Keys. And I stopped selling CDs that day.
The royal penis is clean, your highness.
That's how.
Oh, yeah. Jujutsu Kaisen. Gotta get it, homie. Gotta move it.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
You gonna do it now. Everybody
is stopping. She wanted Alicia Keys. She didn't get Alicia Keys.
Yeah, I was a huge Ludacris fan. I know like his first like 4 albums. I know like almost all the words.
He was a huge Luda fan. There's a few other rappers that he was a fan of that I was.
I was slinging burned DVDs in college.
Man, you are y'all just admitting to felonies? This is what we do. We're admitting to felonies.
I literally you know put them on a stove and burned them.
Ah,
and then was slaying them.
Oh, got you.
Physical media.
Yeah. Okay.
No more physical media anyway. Don't matter.
It was art. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's physical media.
It was art. I love that. I love that flip, man.
We out here.
We want to thank you guys for Roxy.
Roxy. Jesus.
I'm sorry, y'all niggas.
We
want
to thank y'all for tuning in to the Hotter Nerd Podcast. Kadeem, thank you so much for pulling up with us, man, talking about tech.
Love it.
Yeah, man. Easy work, brother. Easy work.
Say.
How'd your hand feel?
Suck me.
Wow.
You guys can check out all of my brother's information across all his social medias. Can you even shout out yourself, man?
Oh, yeah. Kathaddeus on Twitch, on Instagram, Kalos Media, 4 Controllers with a K.
Be careful following him.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Excuse me? Dude, we're not talking about that side of me anymore.
Yeah, they
right?
might find it, though.
They might. It's still there.
Yeah, I said, just be careful.
Yeah, Hoochie Daddy Deem and Tech After Dark and all that stuff's still there. But it's fine. It's fine. Yeah.
Fun for some.
Make sure you guys are following the Hotter Nerd Podcast on all social media platforms. We have some merch as well. Mm-hmm. So make sure you guys cop you some merch for the Hotter Nerd Podcast. You can check the link in the description. It has the linkpop.com/hotternerd link right there. If you have any topics you'd like for us to discuss in future episodes, feel free to let us know in the comments below. We've been your hosts.
Brennan Edwards.
Roxy Hayes.
Cleo Thomas, a.k.a. Mr. Slick Living. We'll see you guys on the next one. Bye, guys.
Peace. Bye. Bye. Boku tachi wa imi. Okay, let's go.
Oh, Lord.